Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in correspondent Maggie Rooley on Capitol Hill this morning to see where this stands.
Yeah, we've been talking about this, gosh, over a month now, but it looks like today it's really happening. Last we heard, the earliest it'll happen is 1:15 this afternoon. So we're just hours away from finding out whether we're going to have a new healthcare plan in this country.
Now, what changed over the last 48 hours to move this from what we saw last month to now possibly the Republicans having the votes?
Well, it's a good question, and it kind of all came down to these various amendments that were added. Many had to do with pre-existing conditions. Now, a few days ago, one called the McCarthy Amendment was added, which was a good thing for ultra-conservatives in the party. Many of them liked this amendment. It sort of gave states the option to opt out of certain requirements, like things like providing for pre-existing conditions if they set up alternatives. But it didn't make everyone happy. Moderate thought it didn't go far enough to protect people with pre-existing conditions. So that's what happened yesterday. Two well-known Republican lawmakers stepped in, probably the most vocal Representative Upton, attached his name to this amendment and said, we're going to fix this. It's a short amendment, only a few pages, but it appeases moderates by saying, all right, we'll keep the plan in place where you can opt out if states can prove that they can have an alternative to provide for people with pre-existing conditions. And that alternative, something known as high-risk pools, the government will then put $8 billion into this fund. So it was enough to sway over moderates saying, all right, at least we're doing something for people with pre-existing conditions.
All right, still, I think I heard 400 patient advocacy groups are pushing against this.
And really well-known ones like the American Cancer Association, the American Medical Association, even the AARP, which Republicans definitely don't want to lose, are all saying we do not support this. The AMA even tweeting out earlier that they want people to call their representatives and say no. And then obviously we have Democrats speaking out against this. Nancy Pelosi last night even saying that if Republicans go forward to this, they're going to tattoo this moral monstrosity to their foreheads. So, you know, both patient groups and Democrats very vocal against this change to the Health Care Act.
Is there anyone saying, hold on, there's no deadline to have a vote today. Why don't we wait another week or so, make sure we definitely have maybe even more than just the votes we need?
Yeah, well, it's a good point you make. There's this insane rush to get this passed. And many people in Congress, or especially Democrats in Congress, are throwing up two red flags. One saying, why the rush? We don't even have a score from the Congressional Budget Office yet. And if you remember, last time Republicans tried to pass this a little over a month ago, that CBO score showed that millions of Americans would be losing coverage. And so many people in the House say, let's not vote on this till we know the actual impact and outcome of this. And they also say that, to not get too wonky on you here, Republicans voted along party lines to sort of change up some of the legislation so that they could push this vote through this week. Now, the argument on the other side from Republicans is that lawmakers are leaving on recess this Friday, and so they wanted to get this passed. They say they've already made their constituents wait long enough. They've waited 8 years through Obamacare, and it's about time that they delivered on this promise, and they kind of don't want to wait one more day. They feel like they have the votes, so that's why they're pushing it through.
And 216 is the magic number.
The magic number, 216. So if everyone votes along party lines, and if all Democrats vote no, and if everyone votes, they can only have 22 Republicans that don't vote yes on this. And right now, the last count, although it's changing minute by minute, so I'm hesitant to even give a number, but there was as many as 18 Republicans still voting no, more than 30 undecided. So this is going to be a razor-thin nail-biter of a vote that everyone is watching. But Republican leaders are very vocal, saying that they have the numbers. They're going forward with this vote. They are extremely confident. They would not bring it to the floor if they were not confident. So for them, they seem very excited about 1:15 this afternoon when the vote's expected.
All right, that is Maggie Rooley on Capitol Hill following today's healthcare vote.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.